Hi, thank you so much. Welcome to the Lincoln Cost and Quality Expert Panel Orientation Call. My name is Erin O'Rourke, and I'm the project manager, and I'd like to let the rest of the NQF staff in the room introduce themselves.
Hi, this is Dee Luong. I'm the project analyst for the project.
Hi, everyone. This is Tarun Amin. I'll be the senior director supporting the team here at NQF, and very much looking forward to working with all of you.
I just want to make sure, can everyone see the slides okay?
No.
No.
How do we do
yes,
that?
Yes, I can. I hit the link on the very top left.
Yeah.
Where do we find those?
Where do we find that?
You have to go to the link on the invite and sign in.
Yeah.
But when was that email sent?
Yeah. That was sent out yesterday.
It should be in Outlook. If you just click on your invite and open it, you'll see it inside.
If you're having trouble with the web platform, these slides are also posted on the expert panel's SharePoint site. And
they'll also be emailed at the end of the presentation as well. So just let us know if you're having problems, and we'll try to get it sent to you either during today, during the orientation call, or we'll make sure you get a message.
Thank you.
This is Larry. I don't get it either. All I get is a blank screen with a frame in it.
Refresh your screen.
Try refreshing it, Larry. Try refreshing your screen.
Working on it.
Okay, now, what you need to do is to hit the there's a link in the upper left-hand corner that says orientation slides, and if you click on that, they will download
it
to your computer.
Working great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
And then this is Tina Frontera from Minnesota Community Measurement. I don't think I'm on this affordability group. I think I'm on measuring affordable care, but I just wanted to double check. For some reason, I have both meetings on my schedule.
Tina, I think you're correct. I think we don't have you on the roster for this expert panel. You're welcome to listen if you're interested, but if you prefer that group, we'll be having their orientation on February 7th.
Right. Okay. So this is linking cost and quality, not
yes,
measuring
this
affordable
is the linking
care.
Group.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Great.
Apologies for the technical difficulties, and thank you to everyone for standing by and helping out. We wanted to let the group have a chance to quickly introduce themselves. So if we could first introduce our co-chairs, Joyce Dubot from AARP, and Carol Palm from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Joyce and Carol, if you'd like to tell the committee a little bit about yourselves.
You know, Erin, there's
an echo.
Feedback on your end, I think.
Dan? We seem to be getting a lot of feedback on the call. Is it our machine, or is it something on your end?
Yes, if everyone could mute their computer speakers, please.
Hi, it's Steve Ash joining.
Yeah, we're going to.
Okay. Well, hopefully, whoever's computer's speakers are on, maybe we can try to work on that as we continue. But Joyce, if you can.
Right. I think it's a little better, Tarun. I think that you're not echoing anymore.
Okay,
anyway,
great.
Welcome,
thanks.
Everybody. This is Joyce Dubow from AARP. I'm a member of the NQF board and have been participating in NQF activities for a long time. I do the quality work at AARP. I am a consumer representative on this group. We have very exciting work, and I welcome you all. I think we're going to have an interesting project here.
Thanks, Joyce. Carol, are you on the line? Would you mind introducing yourself to the group, if so? It looks like we don't have Carol. We wanted to give the work group member a chance to introduce themselves. So I'll read off the names on the slide, and if you could just briefly tell the committee a little bit about yourself and which organization you're from. Peter Almanoff?
Yeah, hi, I'm from the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm the advisor to the Office of the Secretary, senior fellow in the VA Center of Innovation, and I'm also the Director of Operational Analytics and Reporting on the health side of VA. I'm a pulmonary ICU doctor by background, and I've basically been spending a lot of time in the last few years first building quality programs, now running financial programs, and now linking them together to develop healthcare value for the VA.
Steve Ash.
Good morning. I'm a physician, and like Dr. Amanoff, I also work for the VA, but I have an affiliation with Stanford University, where I'm the assistant chief for general medical disciplines. My research program has been very much in the area of how to make good quality measurements, and more recently we've been focusing quite heavily on the concept of value, knowing how to simultaneously measure numerator access, quality, outcomes, and the denominator resources or utilization in a way that will spur better care.
Larry Becker?
Hi, I'm Larry Becker. I work at Xerox. I'm on the NQF board, and I'm also on the PCORI board.
David Cohen?
Hi, I'm David Cohen. I'm a cardiologist in Kansas City, where Peter Almanoff is, and I am at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and I'm representing, I think, the ACC on this committee. I have a longstanding research interest in health economics and cost effectiveness evaluation of medical technologies.
Hi, David.
Hi, Peter.
Mary Kramer.
And I'm Mary Kramer. I am the director of the Process Improvement Program at Massachusetts General Hospital and the Physicians Organization, where we are spending enormous amounts of time and energy trying to kind of drive the value equation, as is, I'm sure, all of my colleagues on the call, where certainly cost and quality measures are front and center, and a lot easier said than done. So I'm very much looking forward to this work over time, as I know it's got very real relevance and significance, at least certainly at Mass General.
Christine Goschel?
Great. Hi, everyone. I am the Assistant Vice President for Quality at MedStar Health. MedStar is a 10-hospital, 50-plus physician practice integrated system in the Mid-Atlantic, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I've been here just since November. Prior to that was at Hopkins as part of the Armstrong Institute, and before that in Michigan. I consider myself an implementation scientist at this point, but have done a lot of work around the quality-cost equation, looking at MedStar, really in where value lies. I'm a board member of the Maryland Patient Safety Center. I sit on the cost-quality committee for the Maryland Hospital Association, where our new Medicare waiver was just approved, provides all sorts of keen opportunities to learn differently. And I'm a Baldrige examiner, so I come at this with a lot of different hats on. It, really delighted to be part of this team.
Timothy Lowe?
Sure. Timothy Lowe. I'm Principal Research Scientist for Premier Incorporated in, not so sunny at the moment, Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you know about a little bit about Premier, we're a hospital organization. We're owned by hospitals, about 2,900 members of mostly acute care facilities and about 100,000 ancillary sites. And I'm a doctorally trained health services researcher. Most of my work focuses on looking at healthcare overutilization and developing measures for that, and also a lot of healthcare acquired infection work.
Donald Lukowski, I'm sorry, I skipped over you.
That's okay. I am a cardiovascular epidemiologist and section head of health services research and quality and at the University of Michigan Cardiac Surgery Department, representing the Society of Thoracic Surgeons.
Catherine McLean, I believe she was not able to join us today. Jack Needleman?
Yes, good morning. I'm Jack Needleman. I'm a professor in the Department of Health Policy and Management at the University of California, Los Angeles School of Public Health. I also wear a hat as Associate Director of the UCLA Patient Safety Institute and am Director of our department's PhD and Research Master's programs. I have been serving on the prior and actually the current NQF committee looking at resource use measures, and it was in the work that that committee was doing that this issue of identifying and linking the quality measures to the cost measures emerged. So I'm very excited to be on this committee as we try to draw links between the cost and resource use measures and the quality measures.
Steven Pantelat?
Yep. Hi, it's Steve Pantelat. I'm at UC San Francisco. I'm a professor of medicine. I also direct the palliative care program at UCSF and am a hospitalist here in our division of hospital medicine. And my work, a large part of the work that we've been doing in palliative care focuses on value and thinking about cost savings and how to calculate and understand cost savings in the context of quality and how to combine those in the value equation to help to improve quality of care and also promote palliative care for seriously ill.
Kimberly Rask.
Hi, I'm a general internist by clinical training and a health economist. Most of my career has worked around quality improvement and health outcomes measurement. I'm the medical director for Georgia's Medicare Quality Improvement Organization, where we do a lot of data-driven improvement work and the cost and the economic side, both of promoting quality improvement activities as well as trying to document and demonstrate value is an important part of what we do every day.
Aya Ram?
Hi, I'm the Director for System Performance and Investments at the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission, which is a new state, independent state agency in Massachusetts created out of our cost containment legislation last summer. I play a couple of roles that are pertinent to this, overseeing a large, about $100 million state-based investment program into community hospitals, as well as have staffed since the outset of this body, since 2010, the Massachusetts Statewide Quality Advisory Committee, which is tasked by law with developing a standard quality measure set for the Commonwealth.
Dennis Scanlon?
Hi. I'm a professor and faculty member at Penn State University. I direct our health services research PhD program and do research in a variety of related areas to the panel, performance measurement, public reporting, quality improvement, cost efficiency, value measurement, have an interest in payment reform, and also consumer decision making and consumer engagement.
Matthew Roskalp, I apologize, I skipped you as well.
No worries, yeah, it's Matt Roskalp. Good afternoon. I am the Senior Director for Comparative Effectiveness Research, as well as Health Policy Research at GlaxoSmithKline. We are a biopharmaceutical company with our headquarters in the United Kingdom, although I'm based in Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. My background is health services research. I've spent the majority of my career either in research focused more on policy research, but a lot more into the value and value proposition, and now currently trying to work to understand the changing U.S. healthcare environment and what is both the evidence that's going to be needed to understand value, but at the same time, what's the type of data and how do we start capturing that data to make it a lot more efficient process.
Jeremiah Scher.
Good afternoon. I'm a practicing emergency physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, where I serve as the vice chair for quality and safety and also division chief for health policy. I do health services research around quality measurement and have been involved in a number of projects that have either led to NQF measures and submission or done evaluations of those.
Jeffrey Silver.
Hi, I am the director of the Center for Outcomes Research at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I'm a professor of pediatrics anesthesiology at Penn Medicine and professor of healthcare management at Wharton.
Alan Spear.
Good afternoon. I'm a practicing cardiac surgeon in the metropolitan Washington area in Northern Virginia and representing both the American Medical Association and the Society of Thoracic Surgery. I'm medical director of cardiac surgery for the Inova Health System, and I'm also chairman of the Virginia Cardiac Surgery Quality Initiative. This is a 12-physician practices in 17 hospitals in the Commonwealth that's been in place for over 20 years. We've amassed a unique database with both the patient's discharge clinical data as documented through the STS database, and also their cost of care for that episode with their UB04 bill, and then have implemented both process improvement initiatives to track quality improvement, and then documented the reduction in cost.
Joe Stavansky?
Yeah, I am with the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. By training, I am an economist. Like Jack Needleman and Herb Wong, I have been participating in the resource use measures group at NQF, and I have been working with some Michigan health insurers to put some of these resource use measures, or at least related measures, into practical play.
Herb Wong?
Hi, my name is Herb Wong. I am a senior economist with the Agency for Health Care Research and Quality. My research interest is actually in healthcare costs and quality elements. Like Joe and Jack, I do sit on the NQF Cost and Resource Measure Panel, and certainly the issues of cost and the relationship to quality has come up in those conversations. So I'm happy to be part of this particular committee.
Greg Wozniak.
Good morning, everybody. This is Greg Wozniak. I'm the Director of Outcomes Analytics in the Improving Health Outcomes area of the American Medical Association. Before moving into the Improving Health Outcomes area, I was in the AMA's Physician Consortium for Performance Improvement, which develops performance measures, PCPI measures, doing supporting measure development as well as measure testing for liability feasibility. A lot of involvement with submission of those measures to NQF. I'm also, or our team at the AMA is part of the Brandeis University-led team on the CMS-funded project to develop episode groupers for Medicare that's led by Chris Tompkins at Brandeis.
And Gary Young.
Hello. I'm located at Northeastern University, Boston, where I'm the director of the University Center for Health Policy and Healthcare Research, which brings together faculty from across the schools and colleges at the university to conduct research on a variety of health policy, health services research issues, quality, performance measurement being certainly a focal area. I'm a professor at the University Schools of Business and College of Health Sciences, also affiliated with VA's Health Services Research Program, have had a longstanding interest in research programs focusing on performance measurement in healthcare arenas, quality specifically, and have done research on design and implementation of value-based or pay-for-performance programs and public quality reporting.
Thank you. Thank you to all for joining us today and for agreeing to serve on this expert panel. We're very excited to be working with you on this project. If you move to the next slide, I just wanted to quickly review our agenda for the call. We want to give you a brief overview of NQF, give you a little bit of background on the landscape that we're currently dealing with, take you through some of NQF's prior work in this area, then go through the scope and activities that this project will cover, as well as the role of this expert panel. Then we'll give you a brief tutorial on the SharePoint site that we'll be using to share materials and other documents with you. And then finally, just going through the next steps to accomplish this work. A brief background on the NQF mission. We're a private, nonprofit, voluntary, consensus, standard-setting organization. NQF operates under a three-part mission to improve the quality of American healthcare, building consensus on national priorities and goals for performance improvement, and working in partnership to achieve them, endorsing national consensus standards for measuring and publicly reporting on performance, and promoting the attainment of national goals through education and outreach programs. Now I'd like to turn it over to Tarun Amin to present a bit of background about where we are in the world of cost measurement.
Excuse me. Before we move on, I just want to point out to the committee, this is one of the more high-profile projects that NQF has taken on with generous funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And one of the reasons why this is a really high-profile project is, as you can see through Aaron's description of the NQF's mission, this project touches upon many different aspects of what NQF is intending to do for the field. In particular, NQF is typically known for its consensus standards for quality measurement and a standard-setting organization, which we have done increasingly amount of new work in cost of care measurement. So the work that comes out of this panel will seek to inform cost of care and quality of care, our future work in terms of how we look at these, whether these quality and cost measures are looked at independently, or we actually look to have some sort of guidance around putting these two cost and quality signals together in one individual measure. So that will directly impact the way that we look at our measure or endorsement process. Secondly, and equally importantly, this project seeks to impact the Measures Application Partnership, which is tasked to advise HHS on selection of measures for federal programs in addition to private programs. So as you all know, we're increasingly moving to various different pay-for-performance applications and value-based purchasing applications. So this group will also not only advise on the technical issues around how you link cost and quality measures to give a signal of efficiency, both at a measure level, but also at a programmatic and policy level. So this is a very unique project in the sense that it really spans both areas. So we're very excited to get this work started. And, you know, I'll move on to just start talking about the macro context in which we're initiating this project. And as you all know, you know, GDP continues to be U.S. healthcare spend as a relation to GDP continues to outpace any other country in the world. Spending also moves, while spending has curtailed a bit in the last year, spending growth, I should say, not spending in an absolute sense, but continues to move faster than inflation. And these out-of-pocket expenses continue to put pressure on other public sector investments. And so when we really look at where we are currently in the current state of quality measurement and cost measurement, there really is no guidance in the field that we have we're looking to advance guidance in the field about how we actually link these two signals in a way to in a standardized way to really give signals of efficiency. You know, again, don't need to explain to this group that the federal movement towards in the ACA really puts forward a number of pay-for-performance programs that include both cost and quality measures, both the hospital value-based purchasing program and the physician value-based value modifier. Both have some level of cost and quality measures. And there's no clear guidance in the field in terms of a national consensus standard about how we construct and deal with the methodological issues with dealing with these two types of signals. So again, I'll just reiterate a couple times during this introduction that this is very unique in the sense that we're looking for guidance on the construction of measures. One can think about that as a potential composite. How would one develop a composite that includes both cost and quality measures? And that has clear implications for how we're looking at our endorsement of cost measures going forward, but also looking at guidance for how we guidance for reporting programs, in particular value-based purchasing programs, that will link directly into the Measures Application Partnership's work going forward. So we're happy to include on this panel some of our colleagues who have participated in our work, and happy to have you guys, if you have anything to and ladies to add any additional thoughts about our prior work. But this work is in the context of existing work that NQF has been doing, and really is sort of our next step and our next generation of our work. This work was really rooted in our episodes of care measurement framework, which really recommended that we need to move toward an environment of national consensus standards for cost measurement, but also that these cost measures should be linked to quality measures to really be able to assess efficiency of providers. So we have included this measurement framework as a conceptual starting point for this group on the SharePoint site, and we would recommend as we go through going forward that this is an area that you spend some time reviewing. For additional context, as our first effort, we knew that we needed to have scientifically sound, reliable, and valid cost measures that can be then linked to quality measures in the future. And that really led to two phases of work related to actually endorsing quality cost measures. They included condition-specific measures, and they also included total per capita PM per member per month measures for the commercial sector. We didn't start out looking for just commercial sector measures, but that's what we ended up with in the phase one and phase two of the efficiency project. The third bullet here talks about the cost and resource use at phase one project, which was our last effort, which looked at non-condition specific total cost measures, one that was for a hospitalization and 30 days post-hospitalization, and secondly was a total PM attributed to physicians, and those were Medicare measures, and that was our recent project. Our future work is looking at condition-specific measures, starting with cardiovascular care, again, driven by the national quality strategy and the movement toward ensuring that we look at high-impact areas of measurement and cost. There are four additional projects in our cost of care domain that, to give you context, macro context of how NQF is looking at these issues. The next one is really looking at defining episode grouper evaluation criteria. As many of you on the call are aware, Medicare and the commercial sector has been using episode groupers to evaluate cost of care measures, or just evaluate cost of care, and they have been using episode groupers as a methodology for doing that. We're looking to a future of a standardized approach or national consensus standard for how we define and use episode groupers going forward. There's this group, which is tasked with the goal of trying to understand how we link cost and quality signals in an individual measure, but also at the programmatic level. And then we have two additional projects looking at measuring affordable care for consumers and defining what affordable care really means to consumers and whether we have the right measured constructs from a consumer perspective, which we're very excited about as well, and also the MAP Affordability Families work, which is recommending to HHS defining the concept of affordability, but also a series of measures that could be used across programs. We'll go into that in a little bit more detail going forward. But, this work is within a larger macro context of additional work that NQF is pursuing in the cost of care area. So, again, in this area, it's very important to set forward some definitions so that we're all sort of speaking the same language. And these definitions aren't meant to be set in stone. I mean, if there is a reason why we potentially may be needing to adjust these definitions, we can have that conversation during our in-person meeting. But we wanted to make sure that we're all starting from the same conceptual starting point. So I'll describe these in terms of a definition. I don't tend to like to read from slides, but I think it's important to spend a little bit of time here to make sure that we're all starting from the same place. And then I'll also move to our sort of conceptual framework of how these concepts fit with one another. So cost of care is really intended to measure cost of healthcare spending, and that can be from various different perspectives. Efficiency is intended to be a measure of cost associated with a specified level of quality of care. So it's very important that that cost of care and quality of care, when linked together, is giving us a measure of efficiency. There are various other groups that have used the term efficiency to just cost measures, but in the context of NQF's work and informed by the Institute of Medicine's work on cost of care, efficiency from our vernacular has been specifically the cost of care associated with a specified level of quality. And then finally, the value definition is really thinking about the preference-weighted assessment of a particular combination of quality and cost. And so really that is there are various different stakeholders that will think about the cost and quality potentially differently and potentially have different assessments of value. So really we're not necessarily trying to get toward value in the sense of this effort, because obviously there are various different perspectives about what is value and how one would weight quality and cost together. I'll sort of turn to the next slide, which gives a conceptual framing for this work that we've used in the past and really thinks about how these concepts relate to one another, with resource use and cost being very narrow in terms of the cost used to provide care, really trying to get more, and our previous work has really been to have national consensus standards of resource use that are scientifically sound, but moving toward measures of efficiency around how you link, how cost and quality measures need to be aligned to truly understand efficiency, and how that link should occur, whether that link should occur both at the measure level in terms of a composite, or they should be linked at a programmatic level to understand the efficiency of providers. And then later, thinking about the stakeholder preference weighting to get to assessments of value. So again, as a few of the standing committee members have noted, as we were working through the prior efforts of endorsing cost measures, there was a continual interest and obvious need toward trying to get toward measures of efficiency. We not only experienced that through the steering committee, but through the various different points where we had public comment, it became very clear that stakeholders of NQF felt very strongly that we should not be simply looking at measures of cost, but we should be striving toward getting to measures of efficiency. And so the steering committees have spent some time thinking about general principles that should be taken into account as we sort of start this work, that clearly resource use measures in themselves should have scientifically acceptable properties, should be in themselves usable and feasible, that as we're looking for measures of efficiency, we should start with measures of cost and resource use that meet those criteria first, and then use them in the context of quality measures to assess efficiency. Considerations for when we're actually linking these types of measures, we should strive toward measures of outcome and patient experience, and we should think about the question of how the measurement periods potentially should be aligned. Is there a temporal relationship between cost and quality, meaning that the downstream effect of cost spending may have a quality impact later on, or is there should they be aligned in terms of the time period? And then quality measures may be used, at a programmatic level to understand and monitor for underuse of needed services. So simply looking at lower cost providers at the expense of quality is obviously not what we're trying to achieve here. So I won't spend too much time on the next slide, but as we talked about the various different projects that NQF has been undertaking in the past and will be undertaking in the next year, they are sort of grounded in the same conceptual construct. This group again, in the efficiency domain, is focused on how to link resource use measures and quality measures together. The affordability, the MAP Affordability Families, has been really exploring the domain of the consumer and various stakeholder preferences that are at play, in addition to our effort around measuring affordability and what consumers are interested in understanding about quality and resource use. And then we have our strict resource use efforts around the episode grouper and the cost and resource use measurement work. So again, all this work sort of has a history and has a future and has a context within the multiple different committees that NQF is convening. And we're happy to have some overlap with our standing committee here that can cross-pollinate and provide additional guidance in terms of how all this work relates to one another. So that's kind of a high-level overview of what we're trying to achieve. Again, we're very excited about this work because it's particularly important in the fact that it sets in play a lot of impacts in terms of our endorsement work and our measures application work. And so just to reiterate, you know, the various different measures that we have had through the various different projects, they include PMPM, total cost of care measures. They also include condition-specific total cost measures over a measurement period. So the NCQA measures are constructed to identify a patient who has diabetes and then captures their entire cost over the year, regardless of whether or not the costs are directly related to the diabetes. Finally, the ETG measures are part of the ETG grouper system and are much more narrowly focused in the sense that they're just defining an episode of care. I'll turn it over to Erin to talk about the project goals and scope.
Thanks, Tarun. As Tarun has mentioned, this project is funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and we're seeking to build on the earlier recommendation of the Resource Use Standing Committee to play out the best practices for linking cost and quality measures. We've commissioned a white paper to provide the expert panel with the necessary background and some more technical information that we'll be bringing to you during our two-day in-person meeting for your input. The goals of this project are to really explore current approaches to linking cost and quality measures, identifying key methodological challenges, defining key principles and best practices for linking cost and quality measures, and providing operational guidance and recommendations for future submission and evaluation of efficiency measures. As Tarun mentioned, there's also a programmatic component of this project where this group will be providing principles to the Measure Applications Partnership on how to best use these measures in federal quality reporting and pay-for-performance programs. To give you a little more background on the project white paper, the paper is being authored by Chris Tompkins of Brandeis and Andrew Ryan of Cornell. Some key questions this paper will be exploring include: what are the various approaches to linking cost and quality measures, perhaps through a composite scoring methodology, displaying information side by side. They'll be playing out some of the technical challenges, such as alignment, exclusions, level of analysis, risk adjustment, et cetera. They'll also be exploring some of the challenges for actionability of efficiency measures and how can we get to a measure that can actually drive change. And then finally, how can the results of these measures be used for public reporting purposes and payment? And this is where the expert panel will be really developing their principles and providing them to the MAP Affordability Task Force. So to take you to the timeline of how we'll be accomplishing this work, our next meeting will be on February 21st. We'll aim to get you the materials for that meeting by February 14th. This meeting will be introducing you to the authors of the white paper and bringing you a draft outline so this expert panel can provide input on the white paper before we get too far down if it seems like the right approach to you, if there's anything the authors are missing. Then we'll be distributing a draft paper to around April 24th for your consideration during our two-day in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. at the NQF offices on May first and second. We'll then put the draft paper out for a public comment period and be reconvening this expert panel to review the comments and decide if there's changes that need to be made to the paper based on those. We'll then be taking the draft paper to the Consensus Standards Approval Committee, CSAC, for their review and input. So to expand on what the role of this expert panel will be, you'll be serving as individual experts working with staff to achieve the goals of this project. We have two co-chairs, Joyce and Carol, who will be helping to facilitate our meetings and as well as participating as a panel member. They will be the ones to represent the expert panel at CSAC meetings. They'll help keep us on track to make sure we're meeting our goals. They'll also be assisting us with the background, any additional information we should identify to bring to this panel, and they'll be working with staff to achieve the goals of the project.
I just want to reiterate on this issue, the expert panel has been selected based on your individual experience. So we'll walk through this during the in-person meeting where we'll be doing disclosures of interest. But I just want to reiterate that we've selected members of this panel as individual experts and not representatives of any other organization, your own organization, or any other professional societies that you may be affiliated with. We selected the panel based on their individual expertise related to this topic. And that's a really important perspective to keep in mind, because at times, potentially, your individual expertise may not be in line with your, you know, potential current organization or other professional societies that you may be a part of. So I just want to make sure that was clear as part of this work. And again, we'll spend a little bit more time talking through that during the in-person meeting when we get through our disclosures process.
Thanks, Drew. Finally, I just wanted to highlight the role of NQF staff. We'll be helping to organize and staff the meetings and conference calls. We're here to facilitate communication among the panel as well as with the white paper authors. We're also here to facilitate communication between the different projects. As Tarun mentioned, we've got quite a bit going on in the cost and affordability space, and we are here to tie together all of that work and make sure we're making any necessary connections for the expert panel. We're also here to help facilitate communication with any external stakeholders and the general public through our public comment periods. We're also, as you can see, we'll help respond to member public queries about the project and maintain documentation of all project activities. Next, I'd like to turn it over to V to give you a brief tutorial of the SharePoint site that we'll be using to share materials with you.
Hi, everyone. So by now, you should have already received an email from nominations with your username and password and the link to the SharePoint site. For your reference, you can also click on the link on the slide to get to the SharePoint site. As Erin mentioned, this is where all the documents will be posted pertaining to this project. And right now, I would like to do a quick tutorial with you so that you can familiarize yourself with the site. I'm going to do some screen sharing, so I'd like everyone to tell me if, I'm sorry, if you can just hold up 1 second while I do a screen share. Can everyone see the SharePoint site?
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
No.
You can't see it?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Great. Okay, so as you can see, it's quite simple in its format. There's four different categories. The first category is if you go to Committee Home, it includes all the documentation included in this project. You can see the roster and bios of the expert panel, along with meetings and call documents for every meeting that we will have. This will be uploaded shortly with more information. And there's also a section here called the calendar, which will be uploaded with all the meetings shortly as well. And if you want to be able to contact any of the staff, our information is also up here for your viewing. We will also be including an evaluation survey section for you prior to moving forward with the project. Now, I'd like to take a pause and ask if you have any questions.
Just a quick question. Who would we have received the email from that includes our username and password?
That would have come from a nominations at Quality Forum email address.
Okay.
If you did not get it, follow up with V or myself, and we'll reach out to our committee management office and get that resent to you.
Great. I received it on January 16th, if that helps, in terms of your own email system.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
So just to point out, as V's here on the SharePoint site, this is where we'll also be posting the committee reports, the various different committee reports that I described earlier in the presentation, that will give you a good sense of what the committee deliberations were in the past that influenced this work. And then we'll also be providing a general reference list of important sort of seminal pieces that discuss this topic of the relationship between cost and quality and potential methodological guidance. I would also ask, given the expertise on the panel, we would very much welcome additional references that the panel thinks is relevant for the committee's discussion for the in-person meeting, to please provide those references to NQF staff, and we'll make sure that they get distributed to the rest of the committee, given the expertise on the panel. So we have a starting set of about six that we will share with the committee.
Just a question.
So the
slides that we just reviewed, will they be posted to the site?
Absolutely.
Yes. They are on the site already.
And where
so just
are they?
A quick.
Go ahead.
Quick question about that. If you go into qualityforum.org and log in and go to My Dashboard, you'll see something that says, like, My Projects, and this project will show up. Is that a way to the SharePoint? I'm not, when I do this kind of real time, I'm not seeing something comparable to what you're presenting on your slide, and just trying to figure out why.
I do not think so. I think that might be an ideal vision for the future, that these will all be linked, but I think right now it's discrete sites. So
okay.
If you go through
that, you gotta go separate.
Yeah, I think it's like a share.qualityforum address rather than the Quality Forum dashboard. I think our vision for the future is one day you could log in and access all your projects, but we're not quite there yet.
Erin, this is Joyce. It would be useful when you communicate with the members of the panel to just include the link for the SharePoint. It makes it much easier. We don't have to go tracking down the original email.
Thanks, Joyce. That's a good point. We'll make sure that we've got that in any future emails when we let you know that materials are posted, that you
Thanks.
Don't need to save that and bookmark it and keep it forever. We'll make sure we have that for you.
So, just to summarize on the reference request, I would also ask, I know that many of you have written some sort of gray literature on this topic, you know, Greg in particular, I know that you've spent a little bit of time on that at your work at AMA. So I'm not sure that those are if you can provide those as well, that would be helpful. Just so that we can make sure that the committee is most up to date in terms of other thinking on this topic.
Tarun, this is Larry. One of the things one of the other committees I'm on did with the SharePoint site was they created a committee packet in sort of one document, so you could sort of open it and efficiently print it if you want to print it, rather than sort of going through how many ever documents are here.
Right.
So that might help everybody.
We can get that done by today for you.
Yeah, well, we can create measure sets. I mean, we typically do that for measures since they're but we can do that, no problem, Larry.
That would be great. It'll just make the printing easier for everybody, I think.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Thank you.
Any other questions pertaining to SharePoint?
You know, I'm on the SharePoint site, but this committee is not coming up. I see the affordability project and the efficiency project, but I don't see this project coming up.
This is the efficiency project. If you click that might take you to where we are. I apologize. We can change the title to get that nickname out.
Okay. Thank you.
So now we just wanted to briefly pause for any questions. I know everyone had some technical questions for V on SharePoint, but is there any other broader, more general questions on the scope of the project and how we'll be accomplishing this work?
So I guess the only other question I have is, we were talking about the white paper, and it sounds as if there are kind of two starts and stops when we would be able to review this. Is there any thinking that there's going to be some sort of systematic, you know, as a particular chapter or something like that is completed, so we have the ability to kind of read it more and, you know, more in pieces to give us a little bit more time to review and give comments back, or are we going to try to keep it to that two times, the two-hour comment back in February and then kind of a wait till May?
The typical way that we do this is that, you know, the first opportunity is to review sort of the outline and make sure that we're fully comprehensively addressing the sort of question. The in-person meeting is intended to really be the time to do the deep dive. We're not entirely sure how long this is going to end up being, but we don't anticipate that it's going to be, you know, 100 pages. I mean, we anticipate it's going to be a lot less than that. So we should have enough. We should have enough time during the in-person meeting to do it. You should have enough time pre-in-person meeting to do a review of the work. And the in-person meeting really is focused on sort of walking through each of the sections in detail. And then that paper, we'll also have some time after the in-person meeting to provide more track changes, comments type feedback as well. So it is intended to be iterative, but the authors aren't necessarily writing the paper in chapter format. So, you know, it will more likely be whole versions rather than sections. So.
Larry Becker has a question.
Yeah, Larry, I think I addressed your question around the papers. We're gonna be putting those papers on SharePoint, and then sorry, go ahead.
The question I sent on the website was to the effect: Are there some other papers that either of these folks have written that might help us understand sort of where they're coming from as we get ready to read this stuff?
Yes. We'll post those on SharePoint as well.
Great, thank you.
Yeah. Can you let us know when you're posting them, please, so that we know they're there?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, okay. We'll send a follow-up. We'll create the bundle of everything that's been previously posted and add some papers by Chris and Andrew and send an update to let the committee know.
Okay.
Yep. This is Jack Needleman. I don't have a question, but I just want to offer a couple of comments on the work from the Resource Use Committee that spills over into this work. And as we've looked at the resource use measures, really three issues have continued to come up in the conversation. One, and the committee has sort of accepted this, but it's still a source of disquiet, and as we move to measures of value, it'll be even more important. We don't actually have measures of resource use or cost. What we usually have are measures of billable services, some of which are priced, so that anything which is not billed but is used in care is invisible, including educators, nurses, a whole bunch of other services that may be affecting, people may be organizing in the way they change the delivery of care to improve value to the patients. So that's been an ongoing issue that keeps emerging in conversations. The second has been getting risk adjustment right, and the third has been attribution of these costs or resources as they have been measured to individual physicians, physician groups, or hospitals.
Right. And Jack, this is Dennis. Two sort of additions to that. One is, it seems as though the scope of work for the white paper is something that you guys have posted. I guess a question is whether or not we should be reviewing that scope and providing any comments as I guess the authors are embarking on their work. And I ask that, I guess, related to sort of a point that Jack made, is that I'll want to review some of these prior materials, but I am familiar with some of the measures. And oftentimes in this area, you know, the definitions and the terminology get confusing. You know, a lot of what's measured in one case is actual amounts paid through spending, which are influenced by a whole variety of factors. Sometimes prices are standardized, and, you know, when we talk about efficiency and we talk about resources or inputs used, this gets a little bit murky. And so I guess a broad question is, it seems like some of these decisions have been made by prior panels, or there's some definitions. Up front, is there any input that that you're looking for from the expert panel on these questions, or, you know, is it to some extent what prior committees have done, that's sort of what you're going with, if that makes sense?
So I can address that. This is Tarun from NQF. So the way that we – so you'll find when you review the statement of work that we've asked the – and in the preliminary review of the outline that we've seen from Chris and Andy, they've sort of set their future considerations in the context of sort of existing definitions. However, part of the effort that we'll do during in-person meeting, part of this effort will be to revisit those definitions, ensure that they're still consistent with the field, and there will be an opportunity to provide additional either clarification or changes if that need be. That will be part of this work, and you'll find that was part of this statement of work, and it's also from the preliminary outline that we've already seen from them that we will provide to the committee. They will be doing some of that work as well.
Thanks, June. And I hate to cut off good conversation, but we are at the top of the hour, and I want to be respectful of everyone's time. So just to quickly review our next steps, as I mentioned, we'll be having a web meeting on February 21st, where you'll get a chance to provide input on the annotated outline of the white paper. And then we'll be having our in-person meeting May 1st and 2nd, where you'll be reviewing a first draft of the paper and providing input and recommendations to the authors. Then finally, please feel free to reach out to any of us at any time if you have any questions, feedback, an article, or anything you'd like to share with the rest of the expert panel that you'd like us to include on SharePoint. Staff is here for you anytime. And there's also a quick link to our SharePoint site for your reference. Thank you so much. And finally, this last slide is the patient-focused episode of CARE. This is here as a reference, and we've posted the full report explaining this diagram on the SharePoint site for you to take a look at at your leisure, that we'll be using this as a starting place for the work of this expert panel. Thank you all for joining us today, and we're looking forward to speaking with you on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.